Think about Jesus Christ, what he means to us. What do you think he meant to the widow of Nain, who was following the procession of her dead child to the grave when Jesus showed up and gave him back to her? What do you think he meant to her? What do you think Jesus meant to the blind man, who he made the mud and put it up on his eyes and told him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam, and he received back his sight? And mind you, this man did not even know who Jesus was. There was no faith involved. It was just the compassion of our Lord. What do you think he meant to him? He meant enough to that man for him to stand against the Jewish leaders when they said, "This man's a sinner." And he said, "I don't know if he's a sinner or not, but I can tell you one thing. I was blind and now I see, and only God can do that." And they cast him out of the synagogue, which meant he was not allowed to be associated with by anyone, but he stood with Jesus. What do you think? And I think we have a pretty good idea of this one. What do you think Jesus meant to Mary and Martha when he told them to roll back the stone? Lazarus, come forth. What did he mean to the man who had been demon-possessed and had been so torn and had been tried? They tried to chain him up and he hurt himself constantly. And he was out there in that graveyard, right? And Jesus cast that demon out of him. What do you think he meant to him? Or to the Father after the Mount of Transfiguration, who had the Son that needed healing? So many instances that we could mention and think about people that Jesus touched through his healing powers while he was upon this earth, the compassion and the love that he had for those that were sick and hurting. When you think about Mark chapter 2, and we tell the story, and we always go, you know, about the men that really, they climbed up and dropped him down through the roof, right? That's really the focal point of our story sometimes, and that's really not even the focus of that story. Those friends that carried that paralytic to Jesus, and they lowered him down through the roof, and he's right there in front of Jesus, and Jesus doesn't heal his legs. He says, "Your sins are forgiven you." Now, that bothers the Pharisees sitting around him, right? Who is he to forgive sins? And Jesus says, "Well, is it easier for me to just say, pick up your pallet and walk?" Okay, fine. Pick up your pallet and walk. Then the guy is healed. And he picks up his pallet and he walks. But wasn't really the first thing Jesus said greater than the second? Because now Jesus is making a point when he goes ahead and heals him after saying that, that if he had been blaspheming by forgiving the man of his sins, he would not have been able to heal him. That was the point. But really, the first thing, isn't that the greater of the two? For wouldn't you rather have your sins forgiven and be lame than to walk and be lost? What does Jesus mean to you? If you're a child of God, are the words "your sins are forgiven" ever echoing in your mind as the greatest thing that has ever happened to you in your life? Or is it just when you got baptized and that's just part of what you did? Or do you hear the Lord? "Your sins are forgiven." And they're forgiven because he hung up on a cross and he died. I may develop a disease that causes me to be lame or to be blind or even kill me, but at the end of the day, I'd rather hear Jesus say, "Your sins are forgiven," than "you are healed." Because all the rest, I'm still waiting for death anyway to get to heaven. This evening, if you're not a child of God and you haven't heard Jesus say those words, I can promise you, he wants to say them to you. If you'll only come and be before him like that lame man was, you'll only fight to get there. If you'll only do what he has commanded, he will say those words to you and you will know his love and his forgiveness, his compassion, his grace. You can do that by obeying the gospel this evening. If you understand what that is, we hope and pray that you'll make that decision. If you need to know what that is, you need to see what the Bible says about what you need to do to be saved. If you're asking the question, what must I do to be saved? Then we want to sit down with you and discuss that with you and show you what God says, that you might come to Jesus Christ and hear Him say, your sins are forgiven. If you're a child of God and Jesus hasn't meant what He should to you, that you don't live every day remembering He's your Savior, remembering that He healed you spiritually, remembering every day that He shed His blood to forgive your sins, then shame on you. And if I do that, shame on me. Every day, I should remember the One who made true life available and possible for me. If we can assist you this evening in coming to that Lord and having that healing, if we can be like those four men and help you get to Jesus, we want to do that. Won't you let us, as together we stand, as we sing.